Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Feel like your emotions are all over the place? A healthy routine that includes enough sleep, exercise, and proper nutrition can help you feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Hey, everybody. It is just about 11 o'clock, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane, and welcome to another Saturday edition of Something About the Women.
My strange nation has ocean on two sides and the Bama crimson tide in the south, tilted slightly toward the north. The immigrants pour forth seeking Phoenix and life hand to mouth. My strange nation tilts sharply to the right, with our leaders straight and white as our teeth. Our population's mixed, but our election's fixed in my strange nation, America. Strange nation built on the backs of slaves who were sailed here across the waves from far away. This cruel experiment was ended by a president who was both a Republican and gay. My strange nation gave the Indians our germs. They surrendered on our terms, as in died. Their survivors filed appeals, so we gave them roulette wheels in my strange nation, America. But my strange nation has lost its mind again, sending young women and men off to war for reasons that aren't clear, unless you're standing near to the rich and the righteous and the bored. And my strange nation, enamored of the cross, and who will win the toss of the coin, the circus and bread, distract us from the dead in my strange nation, America. But my strange nation will surely come around, for you cannot hold us down for long. We'll sputter and we'll cough and throw the despots off. For this land, for its mountains and its lakes, tornadoes and earthquakes, for its poets and pioneers, for its fetishes and fears, for its freedom of dissent, for its greasy government. America. crawled into the promised land. Torches burn and mothers weep. Deliver us from judgment day.
Don't it feel like home? Don't it feel like we belong? You gotta lift your head and raise your hand
and crawl into the promised land.
Don't it feel like home? Don't it feel like we belong?
Crawl into the promised land.
Who's yelling now? Who's yelling? Who's yelling now?
Doves on the left, hawks on the right, crosstalk in the flock, trying to fight mid-flight. But here comes yelling with that inside voice. Never mind the mild manner, policies make noise. She's 5 foot nothing, but hands are God. She could pop a collar, she could rock a power bob. Bay Ridge represent, Brooklyn's in the cabinet. Damn, Janet, go and get it, fifth in line for president. She knows the kind of stimulus it takes to pass the
I heard
block.
She called the House of Christ.
She's qualified.
It only took a couple centuries, the first female secretary of the treasury.
Don't want no tax evasion for just
step, there's busted glass. Janet broke another ceiling. You can bet your brass that the Lego guy is leaving. Let's check to cash.
Excuse me, Janet has a briefing and a flight to catch.
And Janet, she's the first that's led the Council of Economic Advisors, treasuring the Fed. She needs a three-sided coin that always comes up heads to put the triple crown down when she goes to bed. Call the decorators, new boss in the office. Vendors and the savers, watch the confirmation process. We got to meet her, now let's let her settle in and lift up your mojitos,
cause she manages the mint.
Yeah, who's yelling now, right? Well, you know, she's the Secretary of the Treasury. That's right. That was by Dessa. The name of that is Who's Yelling Now? That's actually a piece she did for Marketplace on NPR. She's a great artist, and I love that song. Before that, we heard Roseanne Cash. That was Crawl Into the Promised Land. And we started out our show today with Susan Warner, and that was My Strange Nation. A strange nation indeed. But I must say, what is feeling like a brighter and more competent one since January 20th. So I am hopeful, and I'm hoping that you are too, and I'm hoping that we all have a chance to take deep breaths in and exhale and kind of lean into hope and strength, because we're going to continue to need it. And we're going to continue to need great music, and that's what we do here on WMFO, and specifically on Something About the Women. We're here every Saturday between 11 and 1, and we play music by women across all musical genres. My name is Jane, and when I host, we do a feature called The Six Pack at Noon, and that is a six-song set on a theme, and our theme this week is going to be driving and cars. So that's coming up, and I am recording this actually in the past. You are listening to it on Saturday. I'm recording it on Friday, and hopefully nothing monumental has happened between when I'm recording and when you're listening, but it is always fun to listen to amazing music by amazing women, and I've had some fun putting together the sets for the show today, and am grateful for your listening. So without further ado, let's jump into some music.
Make those rainbows in my mind when I think of you sometimes, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us, just the two of us, just the two of us, building castles in the sky, just the two of us, you and I. We look for love, no time for tears. We still borders, all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. You gotta go for all that you know. Just the two of us, we can make it if we try. Just the two of us, just the two of us, just the two of us, building castles in the sky, just the two of us, you and I. The crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. Said we can make it if we try, just the two of us, just the two of us, just the two of us, building castles in the sky, just the two of us, you and I, just the two of us. Say we can make it if we try, just the two of us, just the two of us, just the two of us, building castles in the sky, just the two of us, you and I.
I can still have her. As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Thank you. skipping stones. Yeah, we know the price now. It's innocent and blue. That's for me and you. It's how much further we can spin. How much further if we are smooth. And are you on fire?
Are you on fire?
From the years.
From the years.
What would you give?
Deep can be, but no. Freak, I go and I find the one and only answer every week, and it's just me and all the memories to follow down any course that fits within a 50-minute hour, and we fathom all the mysteries, explicit and inherent. When I hit a rut, she says to try the other parent, and she's so kind. I think she wants to tell me something, but she knows that it's much better if I get it for myself. And she says, ooh, oh, what do you hear in these sounds? Ah, ooh, oh, what do you hear in these sounds? I say I hear a doubt with a voice of true believing, and the promises to stay, and the footsteps that are leaving. And she says, oh, I say, what? She says, exactly. I say, what? You think I'm angry? Does that mean you think I'm angry? She says, look, you come here every week with jigsaw pieces of your past. It's all on little sound bites and voices out of photographs. And that's all yours. That's the guide. That's the map. So tell me, where does the arrow point to? Her invented roses. Ah, ooh. I know what people think, that it only makes you selfish and in love with your shrink. And oh, how I loved everybody else when I finally got to talk so much about myself. And I wake up and I ask myself what state I'm in, and I say, well, I'm lucky, 'cause I am like East Berlin. I had this wall, and what I knew of the free world was that I could see their fireworks and I could hear their radio. And I thought that if we met, I would only start confessing, and they'd know that I was scared. They would know that I was guessing. But the wall came down, and there they stood before me with their stumbling and their mumbling and their calling out just like me. And I, ooh, oh, oh, the stories that nobody hears. I collect these sounds in my ears. Ah, ooh, oh, that's what I hear in these sounds. Ah, ooh, oh, that's what I hear in these. That's what I hear in these.
We We started out that set of music with an artist named Sarah Bird, and that was her cover version of the Bill Withers song, Just the Two of Us. Katie Pruitt gave us her song, Loving Her. Hannah and Maggie with their song, Oh No. We heard some live music from Ashley McBride. That was One Night Standards. And then live Indigo Girls, Kid Fears. And then it was the Indigo Girls, along with Jewel and Sarah McLachlan, covering The Water is Wide. And Dar Williams just gave us, What Do You Hear in These Sounds? Of course, I'm a therapist, so I like that song. And I like that you are listening to Something About the Women on WMFO in Medford. And every week we're here between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Saturday. Sue and Kirsten and I rotate the hosting duties. And this is my second remote show of the COVID era. My last show in 2020 was February 29th. And then I was technologically unable to participate in remote broadcasting, but over the holidays, I got the equipment and did my first show back on January 2nd, and this is my second, and I'm so grateful to all of you who are listening today. And we're going to get back to more music, because that is why we are here.
Good morning or evening, friends. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster. Change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. It's that love's in need of love today. Now don't delay. Send yours in right away. You know that possession, and it will if we let it destroy everybody. We all must take precautionary measures. If love and peace you treasure,
I said, love's in together. Gonna be on time, I'm gonna get it together. Stop wasting time. And one of these days I'll accept the fact I'm not getting any younger and I can't go back. Can't go back. And one of these days when I fall in love, it won't fall.
On the doormat, sound of his hand on the doorknob, sound of her heart beating in her head. And he'd go out playing nickel slots, cause he knew he'd lose. She didn't know, so she couldn't choose. And one night while sleeping alone in her bed, the phone rang, she woke up. Sat up and said, what time is it? What time is it? It was 5:30 here, and it's 2:30 there, and I won't be home tonight, he said. The time between meeting and finally leaving is sometimes called falling in love. The time between meeting and finally leaving is sometimes called falling in love. Now she sits in a booth in a diner, waiting for someone to take her order, waiting for someone to come and sit down. She rubs a smudge off the photograph and puts it back into her purse. Well, the gray sky was romantic as he was holding her hand. He was sometimes called falling in love. She wanted to be a cowboy. She was shooting down. She was tramping around. Emmylou Harris. Thank you.
Okay. Was some live Lisa Loeb with Falling in Love. Before that, we heard Jill Sobule and One of These Days. Local band Lily Black, that was their covering the Police song So Lonely. And we started out that set of music with Joan Osborne and Love's in Need of Love Today. It's kind of an everyday theme, isn't it? It is almost 12 o'clock, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane. This is Something About the Women. We're here every Saturday between 11 and 1, and we play music by women across all musical genres. And when I sit in and host this show, we do a feature called The Six Pack at Noon. It's a six-song set spotlighting an artist or a given theme. And today, our theme is driving and cars. And the inspiration for this was, I was reading about a song that was released by a 17-year-old, and as of last week, it was the biggest download song by this 17-year-old woman, and the name of the song is Driver's License, and I thought, well, let's riff off of that. So here's a six-song set.